Parshas Baloischa, Tafshin Pei. And this week's parsha is really one of the most incredible parshas in the Torah. It has so many different stories, kind of like some parshios have themes throughout the parsha, one main theme, one main story. This is a lot of different small stories, small experiences that the Torah tells us about. Just to give a very quick overview of the parsha, we know in the beginning Aaron is told to light the menorah, and the menorah's construction is reviewed by the Psukim, and that Moshe Rabbeinu is told to inaugurate the Leviim and into their avoda of the Mishkan. After which the Leviim they're inaugurated, and we know that their term of service was for their avoda was from the ages of 25 to 50. The Torah then goes on to tell us about Bnei Yisrael keeping Pesach Sheni since they left Mitzrayim, and the laws of Pesach Sheni are mentioned. And then we're told about the Anani HaKavod and the Mishkan, the travels of the Mishkan in the Midbar a little bit, and the camps breaking up and everything. And keeps going on telling us about just a lot about the traveling and the travels in Midbar Sinai. Moshe then encounters Yisro, and Yisro refuses to join him on his journey to Eretz Yisrael. And then we have the famous Pesukim of Vayihi Bnei Aharon, its own separate parsha that are stated, and that entire the rest of the parsha really unfortunately talks about the complaints of Bnei Yisrael about their physical conditions in Midbar, about their food situation, the man, and Moshe is then told to create a Sanhedrin. And it concludes with the quail, the meat that came down, and they went ahead. And the parsha really, the final point is where Aaron and Miriam speak badly about Moshe Rabbeinu, resulting in Hashem confirming Moshe as his eved, his true eved Hashem, and Moshe being the most humble person to ever live, and a great Navi. And Miriam is afflicted with tzaras, and we are left at a cliffhanger until next week of Parashat Shlach as to what happens next. So if we look at the Ma'amar Kamos in source number one, two ideas, just quickly from Rabbi Melech Biederman, just the inspirational ideas I saw. So he quotes one pasuk in the in Perek Tes pasuk Kaf pasuk says, "V'yesh asher yehanan yamim misbar mishkan ala mishkan apia Hashem yachnu v'apia Hashem yiso." Right, that sometimes this is when the Torah is talking about the travels in the Midbar and the Anan Yakovo, the clouds remain for several days above the Mishkan. And they traveled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Hashem said to travel, and they encamped when Hashem said to encamp. So he says over here, Biederman on the left, it states, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisu. That what this can be understood is this can be translated as Al Pi, that if a person is cautious, Al Pi, if they're cautious with the way they speak, with the words that come out of their mouths, then Hashem Yachanu, Hashem will dwell with him. The Al Pi. What's Al Pi? Again, if a person uses their mouth improperly, if one isn't cautious with Al Pi, with the way they speak, then Hashem Yiso, causes Hashem to depart from Chas V'Shalom. So just always very, you know, many layers of meaning in the Torah. And one idea here, just what it means, that we need to be very careful with how we speak. And we see that that's a theme clearly in this week's parsha, next week's parsha, with Miriam and with the Meraglim, that Lashon Hara and just what comes out of our mouth is always very important to be careful with. So another idea he brings down, just to start off the night, says, "Va'yiki selech imanu." This is when Moshe is talking to Yisro. So Parakid pasuk lebeis, "Va'yiki selech imanu, v'haya hatov ha'hu asher yativ Hashem imanu v'heitiv v'tavnu lach." That if you go with us, Hashem will, you know, give us the goodness which Hashem grants us. So the Be'er Ma'ayan Chaim explains the pasuk as follows: what does it mean, "V'haya hatov asher yativ imanu"? So it means that the ultimate good is that Hashem is imanu. Hashem is with us. And he tells a story that one Friday, on Erev Shabbos Parshas Baloscha, the Rabbi Mordechai Lechvitz, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, said we should really be dancing with music today, because it's this week's Parsha where Hashem says, "Ki Hashem diver tov," where the Pasuk says, Moshe says, "Ki Hashem diver tov a Yisrael," that Hashem promised that he will do good for the Jewish people. So this is a very holy Parsha, very, very important Parsha. Should be very excited to read this parsha, Mirtz Hashem in shul, or in a backyard, wherever we're going to be, and hear the Kriyas HaTorah for Parshas Baloischa. So we'll start off the first pasuk, Perek Ches, pasuk Aleph, Daber Amosh Hashem Moshe Leimor, pasuk Beis, Daber Al Aaron V'Amarte La Baloischa La Es Haneiros Amul Pnei HaMeneir Ya'ir Shivas HaMeneiros. Hashem spoke to Moshe, telling him to tell Aaron the following, that when he lights the menorah, the seven lamps shall cast their light toward the face of the menorah. So we know the famous Rashi says, Lama nismicha parshas menorah leparshas sanasim, lefisha chishara, Aaron chanukah sanasim, chal shadaito. Aaron saw everything going on in Naso with all the nasim offering karbanos, and he felt sad. He went ahead and he was upset. Shalohay imam chanukah, he wasn't included. Lo hu velo shifto, not him and not a shaven. Hashem said, I swear by Yishalcha, Yadol Mishalhem, that your portion, what you're going to have, is greater than their Shata Madlik Meitiv Saneiris, that you're going to go ahead and you're going to light the Neiris and the Mishkan. And here we have a flip page. So that is the Rashi. And we know that there's a Ramban that talks about what's the big deal, right? The Ramban asks, he says, Bahaloscho, in source number 6, he quotes Rashi, so we can skip the part where he quotes Rashi. He says, in the second paragraph, Alonis Barli. I don't understand. Lama nachum about Lagas Neiros. What kind of nachum was there with Lagas Neiros? Well, nachum b'ktayis b'karav erev shishvachu ba'akasuv yasimu k'tarav apecha v'chol akarbanos minchas chavisin v'avodat yom kippur m'sheinu k'shera elabo v'nichnas l'flam riflim shehu kadosh Hashem oimid b'hechol l'sharis l'vayich b'shmo v'shifto kula m'sharis elokeinu. What was this nachum that the Rashi's bringing down from this Chazal that The lighting of the candles and the menorah is a nechama, but there were so many other avodos that Aaron HaKohen could have been told, you have the k'teres, you're going lefnai v'lefnim, you're going to Kodesh Kadoshim, you have other korbanos you're going to have to go ahead and bring. Why wasn't that the nechama? Those seem even more holy than just a stam to light the menorah. And he says further, v'ot ha'mach l'isha sadasizu, and mitzad Aaron, what was he so upset about? V'alo karvano gadol mishal korbano gadol mishal nasim. His korban was greater than nasim. Aaron HaKohen ended up offering korbanos as well. Sheikur b'yamim ahen korbanos harbe kol yimei miluim. Ol yimei shivas yimei miluim. He went ahead and offered korbanos. V'yim tar mashayav chavim nitzadav b'hem. If you want to say it was a chova and he was commanded to do so, v'chal shadayt al shalo hikriv nidava kamam l'chanu kasm hazbeach. And it wasn't a nidava, wasn't a voluntary offering like the nasim had. And instead he was obligated to do it. Gamal dakas haner shenach moban v'chavas. So to the Hadlakas Haneros, if what was an obligation, that wouldn't bring Nechama to something that would make him feel like, oh, you can contribute on your own without being told what to do, because he had to do it as well. Says the Ramban, Aval Inyan HaGadah Azul Lidroshem, Min HaParsha Al Chanaka Chanuka Shal Neiros Shehaisa V'Yisheni Al Yedei Aaron Avonav. It's really a remez to the Chanuka at the time of the story of Chanukah. Bye Sheni. Ritzaini Loimar Chashmonai Kohen Gadol Vonov. It's talking about the time of the Chashmonaim. That's what the remez is. V'loshon hazeh, and he quotes in Loshon hazeh that he finds in the Megillah Sedarim. The Rabbeinu Nissim Shehizkir HaGadah Hazuva Amar says the Rabbeinu says the Ran Shidraisi V'medrash Kivan Shehakiru Shneim Asar Shvatim V'lo Hakiru Shevet Levi. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Daber Al Aron V'Amarte Lav Yesh Chanukah Acheres. There's going to be a different Chanukah. Sheesh ba hadlakas haneiros vani aiseh ba liyisrael ayidei banecha nisim v'tshuva v'chanukah shekri al shmam. You're going to have a chanukah called by your name, by this, through them. V'hi chanukas b'nei chashmonoi. Fika chismich parshas l'parshas mizbeach ad kan l'shono. And what's the idea? The idea is that even after that the korbanos are gone, and are bottle for now, until we have it by shlishi, the chanukas, the chanukah, which is really an Aaron, from Aaron, is in every Jew's home throughout the year, during the year, throughout Chanukah, and that's a remez, that yours is going to be Ladaros, theirs is going to be Batel, and hopefully Mitzvah Shem will come back one day, but yours is going to be for every generation after Bai Sheni, in each and every household throughout Klal Yisrael, there's going to be a piersum of a miracle through that, and that was the Nechama to Aaron from the Ramban. If you look at the Aruch Chaim, so the Aruch Chaim goes ahead, and in source number 7, and he asks why the double lashon of Dabir v'Amarta, right? The pasuk says Dabir l'Aaron v'Amarta love. Why does it have to have both lashonos? So he says he quotes the same idea that Aaron saw that the Nesiim brought it, and Hashem told him, "Don't worry, you're going to be madlik umeitiv asaneiros erev abayker. You're going to go ahead and not just light them, but set up the neiros." Ad kan. So he says as follows: Hine dvarim tzirchin bir. He says, "Sir, manacham azu osel lachalishus daito sharon." What did this do? How did this bring Nechama? And then he says, Gam lama lo hiniach daito b'chol ha-karbonos shehu makriv. Same questions, basically. Why didn't he have enough? Why didn't he have enough Nechama from everything that he did in the Beis Hamikdash? Why do you just want the menorah? So he quotes the Gemara Menachos. There's Machlokes, and then I guess a Midas also on Daf Yeches. That Zelashanim Ketzer Oisim is Salkun Umanichan Ba'ohel Umekanchan Besvug V'noisim Em Shemen Adkan. The Gemara there talks about how the what was the order? How did they go ahead and take apart and put together the menorah? It says Misalkun Umanichan. They would take it off and you know put it in the ohel. Umekanchan Besvug. They'd wipe it with a svug V'noisim Em Shemen and they put the shemen in it. L'svaras acholik al sarzu, and there's another sheet in the Gemara. V'serva d'kvi neiros soiver gam kein shahayu konim shabahem neiros kvuim dakim v'aykoyfum l'mata at shahayim ativim akancham. The other opinion of the Gemara says, no, there wasn't anything to take out, whether or not the actual the things that held the oil, whether or not you were able to, those were attached or detached from the menorah. Did you have to take them off or not? The second opinion says, no, it was attached, but it was you would bend it over, you'd still clean it out, and that was the process. So instead of taking it out every day and then putting it back on, you just cleaned it in place, but you'd go ahead and kufuf lamata. You'd be kufuf lamata, and you'd be mativ and mekanchem them. So that is the Aruch Chaim quoting the Gemara. And with some PDF acrobatics going on. Vani Omer Ilu Hayisi Sham Hayisi Mochiach says there Chaim Hakadosh. If I was there around then, I would have proven the following. Danos Neimak Suvim L'Deloik V'Neiros. I would have gone ahead and proven that the Neiros were not Kavua. The Neiros were not fixed in the Menorah themselves. They weren't part and parcel of the same piece of mixture. Harishon. So he says he gives two proof. First of all, the fact that the Torah doesn't tell us the details of this prat by the Maisa Menorah. She'asa lamol pnei Menorah yiro. She'im aneris kvuim k'shehisker Maisa chazi karan adaver. That if the neiros were kavua, it would have mentioned such a thing. So the Torah doesn't mention it. But his second raya is even better. Ve'od raya acheres. Earlier in Parshas B'Midbar, Paragdal Pasuk Tes Pasuk of V'lachu Beget Chelus V'Chisos Amenayros Hamor V'Es Neiroi Seha V'Es Malkacheha V'Es Mach Toiseha V'Es Kol Klei Shemana Harizem Mar Be'Etzba She'en Aneiros Kvuim. Pasuk says that they would take the Neiros. It sounds separate from Menorah. It spells out the Neiros. What Neiros is it talking about? If the Neiros are attached to Menorah, it would just say Menorah. So of course it's specifically Mar Be'Etzba. I like that. It's pointing with the finger to the fact that the neiros were enam kvuim. Sheim lokin hari ha neiros bechlal ha menorahim v'lo hayetzarich lefratam. So he says as follows: Vada she enam kvuim letzarich lefratam v'zeh hutzarich lefratam kimel kechav machnoseh sheim b'fnei atzmam. Please then ask el kavanas tshuvas Hashem la'aron. So now we can understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Aaron. Different spin than the Ramban. Ki'aron hayim misaneach al chanukas mizbeach v'yeshiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron was sad that he wasn't part of the Nesiim. Hashem responded, "M'chayecha shelcha perish ma'isa he ma'isa ha mishum mishmur hashmur." I think there's a typo here. Shemorid haneiros umanichan ba'ohel mekanchem v'chayzer b'nayisam. The ma'isa of taking down the candles, taking down the holders of the candles, the things, the jugs, whatever they were that held the candles, and putting them in the ohel and cleaning them. And wiping them down, and then bringing them up, and being boine oisim mechadash each and every day. Umalika, how are you? Kol yon koisim oisichadash. Shemechanechu hamenoy b'chol hadlaka v'hadlaka. Every day, Aaron, you're gonna have a oisichadash. You're gonna have a new maisa that you're gonna go ahead and be able to do. It's gonna be mechanech each and every day. Something fresh, something new that you're gonna be able to set it up and clean it. And then reset it up again, and clean it, and light them, and reset it up again. And that's what the Nechama was. The Nechama was, it's not just going to be a one-time thing, and it's not just going to be, you go up and light the candles that are there. But no, each day you go ahead, there's a whole process involved. You take down the Neiros, you go ahead, you clean them, you cleanse them, you wipe them down, you dry them, bring them out. Go ahead, put them back up, now light them. And so it's just teaching us the importance of a Maisa Chodosh that Aaron was excited about. He was charged with that motivation to be every day, to be able to be doing a ma'ase chadash mechanech the menorah, that was really the nechama that he was given. A beautiful idea from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, teaching us the importance of every day. Every day is a new day, a new opportunity to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, a new opportunity to be Oved Hashem. And Aaron HaKohen was excited about this specific new opportunity every single day in the Beis HaMikdash to be able to be Oved Hashem in that way. The Sforno on the next part, next pasuk, actually it's on the same pasuk, but on the second part of it, says the Sforno, right? In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, they had six candles, and then the seventh was the Shamash. But our menorahs, we have seven candles, with the eighth, we have eight candles, right? We have eight candles. Eight candles and one Shamash. On Chanukah, we have eight candles and one Shamash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they had seven candles. They had six, and then they were facing the center. But it's usur from menorah and Chanukah to have only seven candles, because it's like it's copying the Beis HaMikdash, I believe. I believe there's an isur that you can't make a menorah with copying what was in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's part of the reason it's brought down that we have eight candles. Another reason given, the 100 answers, 500 answers, however many answers there are, why there are 8 days of Chanukah. I think that's one of them that's brought down. Says the Sforno, so he says the six candles, right, they would be El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. They would face the center of the menorah. Shehu HaKon HaMetzoy, V'Kzeh Shekhisha Tipaneh, Shall have his kolecha me'ashish and eras elakana mitzayi. When the six candles, the three on the right and the three on the left, would face the center, az ya'ir shiva saneras, only then would all seven of the candles go ahead and be lit together. Right? That's what the pasuk says. El mil pnei ha'menorah ya'ir shiva saneras. They would be facing the center, and then they'd all the light would be coming forth. Says the Sforno, beautiful words of the Sforno. Kol ha'shiva ya'ir v'yashpiu or ala elyon li'yisroel. Sheyoru hayos or hayaminim, the or hasmeilim, that the all seven of them go ahead and bring shefa and bring an influence from an or elyon to Klai Yisrael, the right and the left, mechuvan upayne el or hakonahem tzayi, the people on the right the leftists in the world and the right wing people in the world, they all have to just say, okay, you can have your shittas where you are, but you got to be focused on the center. You got to have a balance. You got to be focused on the center. That's not what he's talking about. But what does he explain? What's his pshat? What's the right and the left represent? Shehu ikar ha-menayah. The center is the ikar ha-menayah. V'shekein ra'i shekavanas ha-meminim ha-oisik m'chayi oylam. The people on the right are the people who are oisik and chayi oylam. V'azmin oisik m'chayi shah. And the people on the left are oisik m'chayi shah ha-oisim l'meminim. So the people on the right are the one who are oisik and Torah all day long. They're the ones who are going ahead and kollel and just learning Torah mamish, involved and focused, learning 15 hours a day. Baruch Hashem, there are people like that in the world. Those are the people on the right. And the people on the left are the people who are out making a parnasa to be able to support themselves and to support the people who are learning Torah, the people on the Yemen. Ka'amra, he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, and he says, Tiel ha'afik ritzen ha'kelis baruch ba'ayfin, she yizik me'chuvana ba'kein kulin v'yarimu ma'shmo yachtov, that the people on the right and the people on the left focused on the center, meaning the Chayi Olam, the Chayi Shah, everybody together needs to be focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yachtov, Kama Shekilu Aleim Kasher Hid Ba'amar Ve'anu Kolam Yachtov, like by Matan Torah, that we were together, and in doing so, then, what do you have? Then you'll have Ya'ir Shiva Saneiras. When you're all focused on the same Avod and the same Tafkid of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's your Kavana in everything you do in life, whether it's your job is being a day trader in the stock market, which took a huge hit today, or it's being a learner in Kollel, or it's being a Rebbe, whatever it is, or a real estate guy, or an accountant, or a doctor, or a lawyer, it doesn't matter. It's you just have to be El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. You have to be facing the middle of the Menorah, and if you do that, then everything you're focusing on the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have all the right kavanos, then Ya'ir Shiva Saneiras, you bring the greatest light into the world. Moving on to source number 9. So source number 9, right, Aaron HaKohen is praised very much so in this week's parsha. Vayas Ken Aaron. He did exactly what he was told. He did so. El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Helo Neiroseha Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. Says Rashi, Zok Rashi, Vayas Ken Aaron. To tell us the praise of Aaron, that he was not Mishana, he didn't change at all from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. The obvious kasha that some of the Farshim discuss is, what kind of praise is this? It's Aaron HaKohen. Of course he didn't deviate from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. Is there a Havim, you know, he did? What's the Torah teaching us here? It says this Fas Emes, Vayaskin Aaron Shiloshina, Yesh the Farsh, Ki Asa Maisa Mitzvah, Kol Yimei Chai, V'Ratzon Echod. Says this Fas Emes, it means that every day of Aaron's life, he had the proper Kavanos. This is one Kavanah. One Kavanah, Ratzon Echod. Ki Derech Kol Adam, because generally, a person, the way of a person is shehis halva misar latov, that when you have a fire, a burning desire, and you're motivated, you're excited about a new sukkah, you're excited to do a chesed the first time. Achakach nishkach mimeno. So after some time, you forget about it. It goes away. The fire burns out, and then you're not as excited, you're not as motivated, and it's hard to keep it up. You need to find other ways to be motivated all the time. And really, the hispalus harishon is the mufchar, right? The first time you do something, that's the choicest. That's the most exciting, right? All the beginnings, we have a phrase, koschal koshos, but all beginnings also are exciting. The first day of school is exciting. First day of a job is exciting. And that excitement, you have to keep it going. Lezois nemar alarin shloshina. That's what Aaron's Doshina, that his slavus, that alacrity, that zeal, that passion when he served the Ribbono Shel Olam, that was there every single day of Aaron's life, Loshina. Loshina ki osa hamitzo ko yimechai bekavan v'ratzon echad, with that, according to his Fas Emes. Umameila balo tamen hasagos chadashos, kum shakasav yishama yashen tishma v'chadosh. He goes ahead and, you know, he and through that he would constantly come out chadashos. And, you know, while the Avodas Hashem, sometimes things can become rote. You know, it's like doing the menorah. Well, every day it's a new davar michadash. At the same time, it's the same type of action every single day. So how do you make it new? How do you make it exciting? So you also have to be mechadish in certain ways. It's like tefillah for us. You can't have the same kavana every single day. If a person has the same kavana every single day, at least for me, you go crazy. You know, you have to change up what you daven for. You have to change up a little bit what you're thinking about in the words. There's multiple layers of meaning. And that's what we see from Aaron, though, that he was lo shina. He had the same hislavos. Not, you could have hislavos and have different. You don't need to have hislavos and have exactly the same every day. So that's the Sfas Emes' pshat and what lo shina is. And that's what the pasuk says about David HaMelech. Acha shalti meis Hashem alo sa'avaki yishvein es pasuk v'sein al-David Hashem ari, kavzayin dalin. That shifti meis Hashem kum chayi lachsas ben ha-mashem l'akim ha-yicholo. So the Mefarshim point out, what is this lashon of Shifti b'beis Hashem, I should dwell on Hashem's house all the days of my life, and I should go ahead and be like a visitor in the pleasantness and to visit his temple every morning. So what is it? Is it a shifti, or is it a lachzais and a levaker? Is it to see the pleasantness and a visit? So am I living there, or am I visiting? So David HaMelech wanted to live there every day, but he wanted it to be a feeling as if he's visiting, and it's something new and it's something fresh, and going to the Beis HaMikdash every single time was something that felt like the first time he was doing it, every time he did it. And that's how we our approach to Avodas Hashem as well has to be. We always have to be involved in Avodas Hashem, but we also have to go ahead and try to figure out ways to make it exciting, to keep that fire lit, to keep the motivation going, so that we're lo shina like Aaron HaKohen. Rav Yonah Sanayiv Shitz in source number 12 has a different pshat. He talks about, I'll just say it outside for time, because it's a little confusing, but he talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were both very tall. Moshe was, I think, 10 amos, he says. And Aaron, I think, he says, he proves, was the same. But there were steps to get up to the menorah, and they had to bend down. And he says the fact that Aaron HaKohen didn't go ahead and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, why are there steps there? I know better, you know, that it should be done this way. I don't need steps. We could just reach the menorah with lighting it. That was the Loshina. He didn't go ahead and challenge Hashem to, like, say, this doesn't make sense, let's do it my way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it a certain way, and he did it. And it's a lesson for us that when the Torah tells us something, or when a Rav says something, and we follow that psak, we don't ask shailus. We accept it for what it is. We take it, and obviously a Rav is not the Ribbono Shel Olam, but if it's al pi Torah, we go ahead and we listen to what the Rav says, And we don't go, you know, trying to challenge it and start asking all sorts of kashas on it. And this doesn't make sense. It should be like this. It should be like that. And it's okay. It's if it's an appropriate and respectful question, fine. But the Loshina, the praise of Aaron, was that he didn't change anything from the way the Ribbono Shel Olam. He didn't even ask the Ribbono Shel Olam about what it was. He just did it. He just did what the Ribbono Shel Olam told him to do. That's Rav Yonasan Eibshitz's pshat in source number 12. Source number 13, we have an idea from Simcha Zissel of Kelm. He says, Valos, what's the big deal? He says, Hatavas Haneris Menor Haisa Pula Kala. It was a small action. So he makes it a small action. Rechai made it a huge action where it was, you know, every day you take down the Neris and everything and clean them up, and it's a Mechadish every single day. He says, a Pula Kala, it's a small thing. It was something easy to do, a small task. This is Aaron HaKohen we're talking about. He was the only person Zaychid had gone to Kodesh Kedoshim, to do Keteris, to go ahead and do the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. He could have thought of this, Hatavas HaNeris. What is this? You know, this is, I have to do this. I have to do this. This is nothing. La'umas ha'avoidos ha'gadus v'achashus ha'achir shezoch la'aseisan. Compared to all the holy avodos he had to do in the Mishkan. Al-kein ba'atari yachis pasuk shalim le'inyan. The pasuk gives us a whole pasuk about this. La'ashmi'enu shegam shemaisa kal k'matiyas apsilim lefnim. Even a small action like taking out the wicks and bringing them inside. To Aaron was considered a big avodah, just as big as going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And he says, take a small action, like the menorah, and turn it into something big. Chuzos mishum ha'ar ha'gadol ha'ganos boi. V'zeo shedibra tarah b'shivcha shel Aaron v'yaskin Aaron. Aaron achin zocha liros esor ha'gadol ha'ganos boi sin maise katan po'ak v'yalcha shal tavas ha'neres davar sholim k'shalo kol adam zochala. So you go, well, Aaron achin went ahead, took a small action, was machshavit. It's kind of like the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, which says that you shouldn't treat a mitzvah kala lightly, you should treat a mitzvah kala kivichamura, because we don't know schar and shal mitzvahs. Aaron took every single avodah, even something like cleaning out the candles in the Beis HaMikdash, as seriously as the Keteres, and was excited and happy about it and comforted by that avodah. Beautiful idea from Rav Simcha Zissel, and that's the Vayaskin Aaron, that he was zeichet to be able to take up this small avodah and make it big. And the last idea for the night, the last thing I'll just say on this, I heard, I didn't see it inside, that Rabbi Kiva Eger has a diuk that the husbands are supposed to set up the neiros for the wives, because they the pasuk says and erev Shabbos, because we're obviously chayiv in the lachas erev Shabbos also, but the pasukim talk about lighting the candles, and lighting the candles is a mitzvah for the women and men, and the mitzvah is specifically hadlaka, and the hatava, the setting up, though. You know that Rav Akiva Eger, I think, has a diak in the Shulchan Aruch that it's the husband's job. So the last idea for tonight is by the Bnei Yisrael when they were complaining in the Midbar. So says the pasuk in Perek Yud, pasuk Aleph, v'yam k'misayinim rabo izne Hashem v'yishma Hashem v'yichar apo v'tivar bam ish Hashem v'toychu b'ktei machne. The Bnei Yisrael complained and it was evil, and Kadosh Baruch Hu got upset. He was angry. And a fire came and burned among them, consuming the extremes of the camp. Says the Ramban, what was the Aveira here? What was the Chait? What they did that was so long? So first he quotes Amar Rav Elazar, maybe? Megzeres Avon. That it's from the word Avon.
That's Rabbi Avram, from the Ibn Ezra.
Oh, sorry, thank you. From Rabbi Avram, that it's from the Lashon of Avon. That they, you know, did something improper, that was improper, was inappropriate. And he quotes Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Shedibro divrei avon, ve'inenu nochum, Ramban argues on Ibn Ezra. I don't think it's right. Ki lama yichasa akosav achotav le'yagidu kasher asa B'chol mekomos. Why is it Sarah hiding it from us? Why doesn't it just tell us what they did wrong here, like it does everywhere else? V'anochan be'enai. And this Ramban is a very interesting Ramban, because it really talks about our relationship with the Ribbono Shalom. Kasher nisrach kumehar Sinai, when Bnei Yisrael went ahead and were farther away from our Sinai, when they got farther away from Har Sinai and they're traveling in the Midbar, they said, what are we going to do? How are we going to survive? How are we going to live? What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? How are we going to handle all this? How are we going to deal with the suffering? How are we going to go ahead? And when are we going to get out of this? They were in pain. They were suffering. They were bothered. They were complaining, and they were doing what people do when they ache, when they're in pain. They go ahead and they complain. Oy, it hurts. Oy vey. And that was bad, that was evil. Hashem wanted them to walk with him happily. He wanted them to be simcha, to just follow in his ways from all the good that he did for them. They were like, be acting as if they're being forced to do this, and it's necessary for them to do. And they were complaining about it. I think this Ramban is telling us a person shouldn't complain. A person shouldn't complain in life. He's saying they had a very difficult situation, but they were punished according to the Ramban because they complained and that's all they did wrong. Is all they did is complain and to kvetch. The Ribbono Shel Olam says the Ramban, that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us laleches acher b'simcha v'tuv leva meir of kol tova asher nasan lahem. Hashem does so much good for us. Hashem did so much good for Klai Yisrael in the Midbar. We should just follow in his ways. And it's a very interesting concept, because how do you balance that with also like tefillah and crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when something bad is happening and complaining to him? It's hard to balance that, and then with emunah and then the people in the desert, he's saying that they had a right, they had a situation where they it made sense. They're far away from the Har Sinai and they're in the middle of the desert with nothing there. And of course, it's easy for us to say they should have had emunah, but in their situation, it probably wasn't that easy, and clearly it wasn't. It wasn't so simple. But I think we see from this Ramban, a person should limit their kvetching. Kvetch to your wife, kvetch to your friends. Don't kvetch the Ribbono Shel Olam too much. Be happy with what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you and gives you every single day. And on that note, we will wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Shkoyach on listening.